Good morning. We'll start with two short statements by the Secretary General and the Chairman, and then both will be happy to take just a couple of questions. Secretary General.
Mr. Chairman, first of all, let me welcome you to the NATO headquarters. It's great to meet you again. And Bosnia-Herzegovina is an important partner for the NATO alliance. And Bosnia-Herzegovina is a candidate for NATO membership, and our partnership dates back many years. And your country makes a significant contribution to our common security, to a clear commitment to regional dialogue and cooperation, and to your participation in NATO's mission in Afghanistan. I want to take our relationship forward, and we want to do that together. NATO is and remains committed to stability in the Western Balkans. Today, we discuss the crucial reforms that Bosnia-Herzegovina is making, and I welcome what has been achieved so far in reforming the defense and security sector, and I count on you to continue on the path of reforms. Full integration into the Euro-Atlantic family takes time and effort, but it is worth it, because it leads to greater security and greater prosperity. Activation of the membership action plan remains an important issue. It will be a positive step for your reform agenda. NATO stands ready to activate the membership action plan once all defense properties have been registered to the state. Bosnia and Herzegovina needs to keep moving forward with this effort. I welcome the recent guidance by the presidency on your defense review. We would like to see the review completed as soon as possible, including a plan for modernization of the armed forces. Bosnia-Herzegovina has the necessary tools to move towards NATO membership. We will continue to help you move towards the alliance. I call upon all leaders of Bosnia and Herzegovina to work constructively for the benefit of all citizens, and to undertake the reforms that are necessary for your country to realize its Euro-Atlantic aspirations. Let me then also add some very few words about the US elections. I congratulate Donald Trump on his election as the next president of the United States. And I look forward to working with him. And it is important that the bonds across the transatlantic bond remain strong. And we face a challenging new security environment, hybrid warfare, cyber attacks, and the threat of terrorism. U.S. leadership is as important as ever. Our alliance has brought together America's closest friends in times of peace and of conflict for almost 70 years. A strong NATO is good for the United States, and it is good for Europe. NATO has responded with determination to the new security situation. But we have more work to do. And I look forward to meeting Mr. Trump soon and welcoming him to Brussels for the NATO summit next year to discuss the way forward. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I give the floor to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stoltenberg. I will speak in my language. Dakle, ja se pridružujem čestitci predsjedniku Trumpu. Želim mu da na najbolji način vodi Sjedinjene Američke Države u mandatu koji je pred njim. Nadam se nastavku dobre saradnje između Sjedinjenih Američkih Država i Bosne i Hercegovine. Mi smo saveznici, Sjedinjene Američke Države su snažno podržavale Bosnu i Hercegovinu u ostvarenju mira, stabilizacije i posebno u našem putu ka članstvu u NATO-u. Dakle, očekujem nastavak te saradnje. Danas smo imali jedan sadržajan sastanak ovdje u NATO-u sa gospodinom Stoltenbergom i njegovim saradnicima. Ja sam podcrtao neke stvari i neke činjenice koje gospodin Stoltenberg već zna. Dakle, da je Bosna i Hercegovina izvršila uknjiženje niza lokacija u federaciji i prve lokacije u Republici Srpskoj. Međutim, ono što je važno napomenuti jeste da to više nije političko pitanje, niti pitanje pregovora i dogovora, to je pitanje vladavine prava, uknjiženje preostalih lokacija i rada na prikupljanju papira. Oružane snage su u posjedu kasarnama i svim ostalim bitnim lokacijama i elementima koje su propisane talijanskim uslovom i odluka suda u Bosni i Hercegovini da je to sve državna imovina. Dakle, sad je samo pitanje vremena i prikupljanja papira, a to može da potraje jer nekih papira nemamo. Možda ćemo i mijenjati neke od tih lokacija, ali sve u svemu, dakle, generalno i principijelna stvar je riješena. Slična stvar je sa dokumentom pregled odbrane, koji je sljedeći od uslova za aktiviranje mapa i preuzmanje prvogodišnjeg plana za članstvo u NATO. Mi smo usaglasili 5 poglavlja, dali smo sasvim precizne od strane predsjedništva instrukcije Ministarstvu odbrane i mi očekujemo da će pregled odbrane biti završen do kraja ovoga mjeseca. Smatramo da bi NATO trebalo imati u vidu da u regionu i u Bosni i Hercegovini, dakle, dešavaju se negativni procesi i da je potrebno poslati snažnu poruku da Bosna i Hercegovina se kreće ka članstvu NATO kroz aktiviranje mapa. Dakle, imati u vidu ovo sve što sam kazao i ubrzati te procese i ja se nadam da će u tom smislu biti pomaka već u sljedećem mjesecu. Također, predložio sam da NATO radi sa cijelim regionom. Ima razloga da se posebni razviju, dakle, mehanizmi saradnje i razmjene informacija, zajedničkih aktivnosti sa svim zemljama u regionu i da nam se pomogne da unutar regiona bolje sarađujemo. U tom smislu mislim da nam je potrebno u jednom manjem broju oblasti visokog prioriteta oko koje bismo se složili, izgradivši zajedničku političku potporu za djelovanje, podijelivši cijenu takvog djelovanja, raspodijelivši institucionalno opterećenje, dakle, sve zemlje u regionu, da formiramo jedan institucionalni oblik saradnje. Potreban je okvir ili mehanizam za planiranje koordinaciju i predložio sam generalnom sekretaru da bi jedan mogući okvir ili mehanizam zato mogao biti poseban partnerski aranžman, možemo ga nazvati partnerstvo NATO i Zapadni Balkan. Ključni cilj takvog aranžmana bio bi razvoj sigurnosne uvezanosti interoperabilnosti između zemalja u regionu kao između regiona i NATO-a. Vojna podrška civilnim vlastima, uključujući civilno-vojne odgovore na prirodne katastrofe s kakvim smo se suočavali posljednjih godina, borba protiv terorizma, nasilnog ekstremizma, radikalizacije, zajedničke vježbe, manevri, krizno planiranje, uspostavljanje prekograničnih procedura za pojednostavljivanje uzajamne pomoći u sektoru sigurnosti itd. Kao što rekoh, jačaju uticaj nekih snaga koje su protiv europskog puta Bosne i Hercegovine, protiv NATO puta Bosne i Hercegovine i mislim da NATO tu treba pomoći Bosni i Hercegovini da se pomakne iz trenutačnog zastoja. Hvala vam.
We have time for a couple of questions, starting with Reuters.
It's one, Robin Emmett from Reuters over here. Secretary General, what does an election victory for Donald Trump's election victory, sorry, what does that mean for NATO, given that he explicitly set conditions for defending allies, basically saying those who don't pay up will not be defended? Thank you.
NATO's security guarantee is a treaty commitment, and all allies have made a solemn commitment to defend each other. And this is something which is absolute and it's unconditioned. The NATO security guarantees are important for Europe, but they are also important for the United States. So a strong NATO is important for Europe, but it's also important for the United States. And we have to remember that the only time that we have invoked Article 5, our collective defense clause, is after an attack on the United States, after 9/11. And thousands of NATO soldiers, also from Europe, Canada, and also partner nations, have been deployed and have contributed to the efforts of the whole alliance to fight terrorism in Afghanistan. And NATO continues to provide support not only for the efforts of our mission in Afghanistan, but also provide support to the US-led coalition fighting ISIL. We have just decided to provide, for instance, AWACS surveillance planes as a direct support to the coalition fighting ISIL, and we train Iraqi officers. That just underlines that NATO is important both for collective defense in Europe, but also to provide help and play a key role in the fight against international terrorism. And therefore, I'm looking forward to work with President-elect Trump. And I look forward to welcoming him to Brussels at our next summit next year, and also to meet him soon to discuss the way forward and how we can strengthen the transatlantic bond in challenging times with a new and more challenging security environment.
Bosnian TV.
Elgir Bucela, Bosnian State Television. Since anyone else will ask you about American election, I will stick to Bosnia. So Bosnia membership action plan and the Tallinn preconditions. European Union recently switched to the more realistic approach to Bosnia. Is it the time for NATO to do the same? I'm not talking about the changing Tallinn preconditions, but changing the way how NATO is considering the efforts from Bosnian side. Thank you. So that's the question for both of us.
Okay.
So NATO remains fully supported of the membership aspiration of Bosnia-Herzegovina, and we will continue to support Bosnia-Herzegovina implementing the necessary reforms. And I just discussed with Chairman Izetbegović how we can step up and increase our support for Bosnia and Herzegovina. We have the different partnership programs which are addressing exactly how we can help Bosnia-Herzegovina, and we are working on the implementation of the different elements in that plan to make sure that we are delivering as much support as possible in support of Bosnia and Herzegovina's Euro-Atlantic integration. We still, of course, focus on the importance of implementing what is called the Tallinn conditions, the registration of defense properties by the state. And the chairman updated me on progress which has been done there. And we will also, at the foreign ministerial meeting of NATO in December, have a report on the Western Balkans, including the progress which Bosnia-Herzegovina is making on implementing the necessary defense reforms.
Upravo istu ideju ili paralelu sam povukao i ja u odnosu na gospodina Stoltenberga danas, dakle, poredeći ono što je uradila Evropska unija sa ovim što za sada nije uradio NATO. Dakle, kada su promijenili redoslijed prioriteta, dakle od lakšeg ka težem da se ide, onda se Bosna i Hercegovina pokrenula nakon osmogodišnjeg stajanja u mjestu kad je europski put u pitanju. Ja sam tražio od gospodina Stoltenberga da nas pomogne u tom smislu i kada je NATO u pitanju. Ako imate snage koji koriste sva sredstva da zaustave put Bosne i Hercegovine u napredovanju NATO, zašto im dati u ruke mehanizme kojima to mogu vrlo lako raditi? Dakle, oružane snage su prisutne u kasarnama i na čitavoj vojnoj imovini, imaju odluku suda da je to državna imovina, uknjiženje je počelo suda i u Republici Srpskoj i mislim da NATO treba postupiti slično Europskoj uniji i pomoći da se pošalje snažna poruka šta je perspektiva Bosne i Hercegovine i cijeloga Balkana. Ne dopustiti onima koji su protivnici da igraju bijelim figurama u ovom slučaju.
Wall Street Journal, final question.
Mr. Secretary General, President-elect Trump has articulated a different sort of approach to Russia A, do you expect NATO to change its tone or make any adjustments to the enhanced forward presence as the Trump administration takes effect? And to follow up on your last response, Mr. Trump has talked about a larger counterterrorism role for NATO, which seems to suggest not just the kinds of training that's been done in Afghanistan or in Jordan, but an actual bigger role in European counterterrorism. This is not something that's necessarily popular with other allies. Is there room for NATO to do more than what it's doing now to fight terrorism?
NATO has already decided to step up its efforts to provide support to the coalition fighting ISIL. And we decided to maintain our presence in Afghanistan, which is our biggest military operation, and we are in Afghanistan to fight terrorism, to prevent Afghanistan becoming a safe haven for international terrorists. Of course, we will always assess how we can do more, both to stabilize our neighborhood, to fight terrorism, but also, of course, provide the necessary collective defense in Europe, making sure that we provide the necessary deterrence. That's the reason why I'm looking forward to meet President-elect Trump, to sit down with him and to discuss the way forward, and also to welcoming President-elect Trump to our next summit here in Brussels. Because that provides the platform, that provides the opportunities to sit down with a new US president and discuss how we can all live up to what is our treaty commitment to provide collective defense based on the idea of all for one, one for all. And to be able to do that, we have to respond and to adapt to a more demanding security environment, including hybrid threats, terrorist threats, cyber attacks, and many other kinds of threats and challenges. So this is something we are working on in NATO. We have made important decisions. We are implementing decisions. And I congratulate Donald Trump on his election as president, and I'm looking forward to work with him on all these important issues and to discuss the way forward when we meet.
This concludes this press point. The Secretary General will be back at around 11:30 with the President of Finland. Thank you very much.